this is part two.
And so here are the dildos, a bouquet of them.
So part two is the dildos, specifically sex toys for people with vaginas and neo-vaginas, which I have.
But dildos are for everyone. So, but I mean, we're going to be talking about the use of them in vaginas specifically.
Right. And I'm going to start out with this cute little thing. You're going to have a decision to make. It may be that you're not as interested in something that is particularly penis-like in appearance. I have found for me that I'm not looking for a penis.
We're just looking for phallic-shaped.
We're looking for something that's right. But this thing has apparently made some small effort to look like a penis. So what's the name of it?
This is the Vision of Love dildo by Avant. It's version D15.
Right. It's got three colors. It's kind of a medium purple for the last couple of inches on the end, on the tip end, and then pink for a little bit, and then kind of an aqua color.
It's real cute.
It's cute. And the beauty of this is that I started out with a lot of length in my vagina, but not much width.
Yes, and this is 1 to 1.25 inch diameter.
And right. So this was helping me. There was a long time when I couldn't go above, or I thought I couldn't go above, the purple dilator.
And that's small.
I look at it now and
laugh.
I think, you know, I can't imagine that that ever helped me at all. But in those days, for a long time, I didn't think I could go above the purple one. This was good for that size.
Yeah, it's a great starter dildo.
It's a really good starter dildo. If you don't have a huge amount of capacity, it's not particularly long. It's what, 5 inches long?
5.5 inches long.
It is got a suction cup on the end.
In case you want to stick it to your mirror and surprise your partner.
And it's mildly penis-shaped.
It's definitely penis-shaped.
It's not graphically penis-shaped.
I mean, it seems pretty graphic. I think if it was the color of that sort of pinkish one,
yeah,
it would look just like a dildo, like a penis. Like, it's got seams, it's got veins, it's got definite head definition. It looks penis-y, but because of the way that they've done the colors, it doesn't seem that penis-y.
Maybe that's what I like about it. So that is good. It's got a very gentle curve up from bottom to top.
But it has a really nice defined head on it. And that was your first one, and we still use it all the time.
We still use it. All of these dildos, by the way, are, I think all the ones we're talking about, can be used in a
harness
of strap-on. I mean, a strap-on or in a harness of some sort. We don't have the strappy harness.
Yeah, we got a Tomboy X panty-type harness, which, honestly, amazing. You just put it on. It's not complicated.
Right.
It's just panties. Pro tip. Put the dildo through the hole in the panties first, then put them on. Right. Don't do it the other way around because it's really difficult. But it's, I mean, they're a pair of heavy duty panties from Tomboy X, and they're reinforced in the front with a hole for whatever dildo you have.
Right.
And there's some nice, like, double fabric between you and the dildo. So, like, you're not going to get, like, your pubes and stuff stuck in the silicone stickiness. It's a really great harness.
The only things we have that won't go in there, because they all have wide, flattened bases.
Right. We have everything that we have is going to go into a...
Except the vibrating ones.
Right.
So that's the first one. The next larger one in size, is that this one?
Yeah, it looks like it.
This is also by Avant. It's a much more soft and flexible, and it's, what's it called?
Ergo, E-R-G-O.
Ergo. The one on the website is a bluish color, right?
Yes. Is this 7 inches, 5 inches insertable, 1.4 width?
Yeah, that looks about right.
Yeah. Okay. So this is the mini Ergo.
Okay. This is a mini Ergo. And it's not particularly mini. It's, did you say an inch and a quarter?
1.4 width at widest point.
Okay. 1.4 width at widest. It's got something that imitates a penis head.
It's a little less penis-y.
It's, yeah. It doesn't have any major definition. Right. It looks like an abstract idea of a penis because it has a little bulge on the bottom that is meant to, I think, symbolize the scrotum, I guess. But it's obviously nowhere near the size of any real scrotum.
Yeah, it's pretty small. I think it's supposed to give you that stimulation there at the base.
Right.
Which is nice.
And it's very soft.
It's dual density, which is like the new thing in dildos, which I gotta say, love. It's the closest to a real dick that you're going to get.
Yeah, because it's a very soft, when you touch it and squeeze it, it's very soft, but it's got rigidity in it in the middle.
Yeah. And that's a very soft dildo, this one.
Yeah.
Like, it's very slim and it's very soft. Yeah. And it's also got a suction cup base. You don't use that one as much as the other one.
I have used this, but I don't use it as much as I used to.
Why is that?
I don't know. I use it sometimes.
This one's definitely the Avant. The first one is definitely a little more rigid.
I think probably because when I want more, I want to say girth, I go with the Satisfier. Mm-hmm. And I go with this smaller dildo when I want less girth.
It's a nice one. And they have, the sweet thing about Avant is that they've got a bunch in pride colors, which are fun.
Oh, that's right.
They've got lesbian colors. They have trans colors. It's pretty neat. So we like that about them. So those are the Avants.
The next larger one is this thing.
That's a cheaper one. Those Avant dildos cost $30, $40, $50 in that.
So this one is called the what?
The Fun Kit Toys No Frildo.
It's a No Frildo.
Pink Flamingo Silicone G-Spot Dildo.
It is silicone, but it's kind of a cherry red. It's
flamingo
just
flamingo pink.
Looks okay. Maybe it is. Maybe it's just the light here. It is, what would you say, about an inch and a quarter, an inch and 3/8 in diameter.
About an inch and a half.
Okay. Is that what it says?
Uh-huh. And in length, 6.5.
6.5 in length. It is basically a cylinder, a straight cylinder.
It's a tube.
Right.
It's a silicone tube.
It's a silicone tube that curves up a bit towards the end for the last maybe 2 inches. And it is nothing I ever use.
Yeah, me neither. It is kind of sticky.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, it's silicone. It's body safe.
It's no frill, though.
It is no frills, though. And it costs $24. I would say save your money and get a fucking Avant dildo for $10 more, because this is no great shakes. You get what you pay for, and that is true with the next one also.
It's just not as sticky.
Which is not, no, it's kind of silky, isn't it?
It's kind of silky, and it's very much more rigid. It's not rigid. It can be bent, but it is
not soft.
It's not, there's nothing soft about it. It's perfectly smooth. This one's black in color. It's much more curved along the length. It's uncurved for about 3 inches maybe, and then it turns into a curve. Gently curves up.
This is the Boundless 7-inch smooth probe, and it is part of a set of probes. This one actually is made for pegging. It says that it's also great for G-spot stuff, but honestly, I think it would be really good for pegging.
For those of us in our audience who don't know what pegging is,
it is butt sex.
It is a toy use, right? It's right.
It is cheap, you know, at about $20-$30.
And it would readily fit in these panties.
Made for a harness.
Made for a harness.
And has a flared base, so butt stuff. Perfect.
Yeah.
I don't know that it's a suction cup. I don't think it would
suction very well. This is not a suction cup.
No. But, yeah, it's supposed to be great for strap-ons. Okay. It says it features a sturdy suction cup, but I really don't think it would stick to anything. Definitely not sticking.
Yeah, or got it up on the wall where many others stick just fine.
That makes me just want to stick all of them to the wall.
Right. We should have the stick test.
That's a great idea.
Okay. So.
So the Avants are very
all the Avants are sticky. This thing wouldn't even purport to stick, probably.
Oh, yeah, the no-frill dough. It's
flat.
It doesn't even matter.
The no-frill dough is flat.
Yeah, this one definitely doesn't stick.
It suggests it's going to stick, but it doesn't.
It does not.
So, and now we have the two Avants up there hanging from our wall.
Yeah, okay.
So the next one.
The next one is my favorite. This is great. It is the Colors Thin Pleasures 8-inch silicone dildo. And
there is no disguising that this thing is supposed to be a penis.
It is 100% penis-y. No balls, though, which I appreciate.
It's kind of a fuchsia color.
It is. Like, it's that dildo fuchsia. It has a suction cup. It does not have a flared base, so it's not appropriate for anal play. But it's got a nice, strong suction cup on.
Yes, this is the one we were playing with earlier.
Yes, it stuck on the shower for a good 36 hours.
Yeah, we've played that game before with this, where it turns up in unexpected places on the wall.
Around the house,
to the surprise of the other person. And they get it, and then they play the game back the other direction.
Yes, it's hide the dildo.
So it's got a slight curve upwards.
Sorry, the cats are fighting.
As I said, it's got all the veins that, I don't remember ever having a penis that looked like that, but...
I don't remember you having a penis.
Yeah, I try not to.
There goes one of the dildos.
One of the dildos fell. One of the Avants fell.
Yeah, it was the smaller one.
So this one, what's the name of it again?
This is Colors Thin Pleasures 8-inch silicone.
Colors
Thin Pleasures.
Thin Pleasures. It's not very thin.
Well, it's for an 8-inch, it's got not that much girth.
Okay. And what is the girth? It's got to be close to an inch and a half.
1.5 inches at largest point.
1.5. So that's an inch and a half. That's the size of the orange Soul Source dilator. That's just as much as I can comfortably take. And for me, I use inch and a half dilator basically to make an inch and 3/8 comfortable. I just don't find an inch and a half dildo to be very comfortable, and then all of a sudden that's all I can think about, and that's not what you want with sex. So
I, as a AFAB person who has had a baby and who had a larger partner, can appreciate the size of this. This is actually a replacement for my very favorite dildo. Do you remember it, the jelly one?
I do.
I bought it for very little money at a sex shop. Do not do this. Anything that's jelly or clear is going to be
dangerous.
Dangerous. Yeah, they're not regulated. They've got all kinds of chemicals. Chemicals leach into your parts, and that's not what you want. I unfortunately had to throw it away and stupidly didn't get the measurements before I threw it away and spent the next year looking for the perfect dildo. And this is the one for me.
If you are a larger girl, that is to say, if you're... vagina can handle a larger size. This one that we're just talking about, the what is it called?
Colors Thin Pleasures.
Thin Pleasures.
It's great. It's got some
might
good
be the
length,
one for you,
which I really like. Like if you get that U spot feeling at, you know, when you're getting close to climax and you really want that all the way full U spot thing, this is great for that. It's got a small head, but it's defined, which feels great. It is harness compatible. It has a great suction cup. It's just everything that I love. I could do without the veins, but whatever. When it's inside me, I don't see them.
Right. And the giant.
The giant.
Among these. It may be an inch and a half. I always thought it looked a little bit bigger. it's got kind of a double head on it in a way that not double as in two of them is
one looks, on top of the other.
Looks like of. one behind the other. Yeah.
That's a Tantus.
T-A-N-T-U-S.
Yes. I saved up my money and got it on sale because their products start at $50 and then go up from there. They have some really wicked and weird things.
So who is this? Is
Tantus.
Tantus, T-A-N-T-U-S.
Yes.
And what's this one called?
So this is a flurry. It says it's 1.5 inch diameter. It's dual density.
Right. It really is great. Clearly dual density, which means it's soft and kind of squishy on the outside, going down maybe an eighth of an inch or a little bit more. And then it gets much firmer.
And it's 7 inches long. It is, I would say, stickier on the outside. It's got more friction on the outside, if you like that.
But in a rubbery way.
Yeah, not in a rubbery way. Yeah. Not in a painful way. It's harness compatible. They look really cool. They're like transparent. The outside.
They're translucent.
Yeah, translucent. The outside layer is white translucent silicone. And the inside layer is colored. So they have it in pink and purple. And they used to have it in blue, which I really wanted, but I just couldn't find it.
And this one has no suction.
No suction cup, but it is harness compatible. If I'm really wanting a lot of fullness, that's the one.
Yeah, I would think this is for somebody who likes a lot of volume. That is definitely not me, but...
And interestingly, it is not the thickest one that they sell. It's actually one of the thinnest ones they sell.
Really?
I almost bought their Cush, which is sort of the same kind of design, but it's 1.75 inch diameter.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And it's got a bigger head too.
Wow.
But they, if you like sex toys shaped like a chess piece, if you like extremely soft, super soft dildos, they have those. Tantus is a really wonderful company to buy from. And they even have some double penetration dildos. They're really well reviewed. This one's just a cone.
And I wanted to talk about double penetration for a minute.
Okay.
It is not something that we have found works for us.
Are you talking about double penetration? Or are you double dildos.
Double dildos.
That's different. Yeah, well, we never ended up getting a double dildo.
We haven't gotten a double dildo.
We dreamed about it for a while.
Yeah, they can be problematic, I think.
We did read a lot of reviews that people were like, this is did not
it's
work.
Such a great sounding for the lesbians in our audience.
Or for those, anyone with two vulvas in the relationship.
Right. It's a great sound, but we have not found anything that works. There's some where you attach them to your thigh.
We should get a thigh harness.
If we do, we'll certainly let you know.
We will.
And then there are the big, long things that I've only ever seen in porn movies. I just need to be nearer the person I'm having sex with than that. It's almost like telesex, you know, you're that far apart. Then there are the ones where you put one end, like one person has it in her.
Insertable strap-ons.
Yeah, it's like an insertable, exactly. It's like an insertable strap-on, and we've not heard good things about that
either. No, apparently it's not comfortable for anybody, and they fall out a lot.
Right, I've heard they fall out, and I would think that could be frustrating.
But apparently it can be okay if you put it in a harness.
Yeah,
they're supposed to be like, you know, strapless strap-ons.
Yeah, but if you're going to do that, why not just get a dildo?
Well, because one is inside your partner also. So there's more of that. I'd still be interested in that. But they tend to be very pricey, over $100.
That's true. That's true. So we have gone through our whole collection here, which is all the time growing a little bit. We also, though, want to recognize that not everybody has two incomes. Not everybody has even much of one income. And so we would like to boil this down to our recommendation for those people who are on a limited budget, mm-hmm. which is most people. Everybody should have lube.
Yeah, everybody needs that no matter what you're doing.
But if you're going to go to me with one product, it probably ought to be that Hitachi wand.
Yeah. And get it on sale, like Pink Cherry. Get on Pink Cherry's mailing list and they will email you every week annoyingly, but also let you know when they're running big sales like right. now.
Right.
And it's a great time
right.
to get one.
And so that to me is the number one.
Yeah. If you want a vibrator, that's the way to go.
Right.
If you want a dildo, go with Avant. They're like $30 I'm seeing.
Yeah.
Which is great for what you're getting. 30, 35.
And they have different sizes.
They have lots of different sizes. And a lot of them are non-phallic shaped and colored. So they're kind of friendly, cute.
Yep.
That's my recommendation. And if you need something bigger, go with Tantus. Get on their mailing list. Get a coupon. You know, get them on sale.
And if you want an insertable vibrator, I would.
Satisfier.
My recommendation is that Satisfier, what's it called? Sunshine.
The yellow one? Yeah.
Yeah, the yellow.
Let me see how much that is.
What's it called?
Yummy Sunshine.
Yummy Sunshine.
So they're saying the MSRP is like $80.
Yeah, it was expensive. We got it on sale.
Here on Pink Cherry, it's 50, just under 50. If you can handle the girth, it's great.
Right. Yeah, but it's what, 1 3/8?
Something like that. But and if you're looking for a clit sucker pulse stimulator, go with the Satisfier Pro 2. It's great. And they're because they've come out with a lot of different models and everybody's doing them now, they're cheaper. It says the MSRP is $90, but it's $40 right now on Pink Cherry. So this podcast was not sponsored by PinkCherry.com.
Or Satisfier or Hitachi.
Too bad.
We'd love to be. If anybody out there wants to sponsor us, we're all ears.
Yeah, especially if you're slippery stuff or if you make dildos.
Right. So that's what we've got.
That's what we recommend. And if you have any questions, you can email us transinthesouthpod@gmail.com. Oh, yeah. And hey, email us if you have had experiences with different dildos and sex toys and stuff, and let us know how things work for you.
Yes.
Because we'd love to hear more experiences. There's just not enough out there.
That's true.
And we'll probably like read it in the next episode. Thanks, everyone. We appreciate you listening.
We do.
Okay. Happy New Year.
Bye-bye.
Bye.